Good morning, beautiful people. I'm Jamie Filer, personal trainer and self-development coach. Welcome to your Monday morning mindset shift, where I'm going to teach you how to take what you're thinking and make it better. The glass is always half full, my friends. Today's shift is this. Last week, we broke down rule number one of Patrick Swayze's Rules of the Roadhouse, which was to expect the unexpected. And today, we're going to go into the second one. Rule number two, take it outside. Never start anything inside the bar unless it's absolutely necessary. Okay, you're like, again, Jamie, what bar? What does this have to do with me? In the movie, there is a scene where an unruly patron wants to fight Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze agrees, but takes it outside the bar. Once they all walk outside, Patrick Swayze smiles, turns around, and runs right back in. By taking it outside, there was no fight. Fighting inside generally results in damage. In the movies, it's broken bottles, broken tables, and broken bones. If we fight in a business, it tends to be broken reputations, broken budgets, and initiatives that don't end up working out. In your own life, it could be hurt feelings, crushed egos, triggered emotions. So with this in mind, taking it outside for you can be applied in a variety of ways. Number one, take a break and take the concern outside. Be present in nature. Go get some fresh air, right? Go for a walk to get perspective. Find a different environment, right? Even just moving rooms, right? If what's happening on my laptop, let's say between a client and I, is getting frustrating, just leave the room because this room is work. Living room is fun. So take it outside. Make sure you're both understanding each other's perspectives. Instead of fighting about perspectives, take it outside to shift their perspective. Maybe again, you're not explaining yourself clearly, or maybe you need to try explaining why you're doing what you're doing in a different way, right? If you find that your partner is nagging you or you're nagging your partner, let's figure that out, right? Great example from my own life is, I'm embarrassed to say it. Okay. When I was in contest prep last year, right? And I was hungry, I was tired, I was irritable, I was agitated all the time, but obviously I'm not about to take it out on you guys. I took it out on Katie, right? And I would micromanage her. I would make sure that like I hate to even say it, but we each have our chores, right? But we don't get on each other about our chores because this is our house. But I would get on her about her chores. And she said to me straight up, what aren't you controlling in your life that you're trying to control me? So much perspective. She took it outside. She explained to me what I was doing in her perspective. And I was like, oh my God, you're so right. I can't control my food and I can't control my cardio. My coach is in charge of that. I can't control my hunger either. I know I have to be lean for the stage. So I'm just going to control my wife. Oh my God. Take it outside. And then the last one is get an actual outside perspective. So if you and your partner are incongruent or malaligned, this might involve getting a couples counselor. If you and a coworker are just completely butting heads, this may involve bringing in HR. If you and a friend are fighting, this may involve bringing in a neutral third-party friend to explain to both of you what is going on. Regardless of the approach, be wary to start anything inside your home. All right, so inside the business, inside your home, without first thinking about taking it outside.
And that's your Monday morning mindset shift. I appreciate you listening. If you loved what you heard, subscribe, like, share, and tag me in stories about this podcast. I'll share back. Until next time, the glass is always half full, my friends.